Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We have four more years of Trump's climate denial. How many suburbs will be burned in wildfires? How many suburban neighborhoods will have been flooded out? How many suburbs will have been blown away in superstorms? If you give a climate arsonist four more years in the White House, why would anyone be surprised if we have more America ablaze? If you give a climate denier four more years in the White House, why would anyone be surprised when more of America is underwater? We need a president who respects science.
Of course, the first one he started, I heard the clip, but he was talking about suburbs burning. For a minute, I thought he was talking about Antifa.
No, of course not.
But then I realized it was climate change.
And by the
confused.
Way, those are unsubstantiated claims.
Oh, yeah, we're about to tear them apart. This is hilarious. I thought we'd use the Wall Street Journal. I love the headline on this, Biden of the Climate Apocalypse. And they knock him right in the first paragraph. They say sometimes we wonder if Joe Biden writes anything in his public remarks other than the words, here's the deal. An example is the Democrat nominee's big speech on Monday on the West Coast wildfires, in which he never mentioned the need for better forest management or the fact that, the clearing of the land out there in California is barred state level. You cannot clear the underbrush, right? So, look, you got two options, okay? Either you're going to clear it. Or nature will.
Yes.
That's where the dry lightning strikes that clears that underbrush. That, yeah. So it's either way it's going to burn, right?
Right.
And so they're going with the full suburban meltdown, which is somehow a burn down, which is somehow Trump's fault, bizarrely. Here's the Wall Street Journal continues. The younger Joe Biden would never have allowed that kind of political malpractice. But he blamed the fires, hurricanes, Laura and Sally flooding on the coast, a windstorm in the Midwest, and the hot summer, among other events, on the fury of climate change everywhere, all this year and right now. And they hit him. They said on the wildfires, Mr. Biden's failure to mention the need to clear dry and diseased fallen trees defies what has gradually been recognized as a necessity, even on the environmental left. Decades ago, they write, the forestry consensus changed from active management, meaning removing the brush, and all of that tinder that Rush was just talking about, just thousands and thousands of tons of it that would have been removed before to keep the state from burning. It's not being removed anymore. Decades ago, the forestry consensus changed from active management to letting nature take its course. Controlled burns that once cleared rotted underbrush stopped. Logging that thinned forest declined amid green political opposition. One unintended result, especially in dry summers or extended drought, were millions of acres of brush that became fuel for raging fires.
So who's denying science?
Joe.
Yes.
That's what they're saying. It's
and
Joe.
And the environmentalists, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Even the climate change true believers, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, put it this way the other day. A century of federal policy to aggressively extinguish all wildfires rather than letting some burn at low levels, an approach now seen as misguided, has left forests with plenty of fuel for especially destructive blazes.
That's the New York Times.
Yes, saying basically this is why these blazes are happening.
Saying the same thing that Donald Trump is saying. Forest management is the issue.
Yeah, and speaking of Trump, ironically, no one but Trump has done more to deal with this problem in California. After the wildfires last year, the Wall Street Journal writes, talking about Governor Gavin Newsom, his state agreed with the federal government to reduce the fire risks on a million acres of a year of dry forest. Mr. Newsom disagreed on climate policy with Trump, but said, there's no question that we have not done justice on our forest management. I want to thank you for supporting that effort. So let's listen to Gavin Newsom thank Trump for the largest forest clearing effort ever in California to stop these fires. It's still going to take them up to a decade to catch up to where they should be, but it's a massive start.
I want to thank you and acknowledge the work that you've done to be immediate in terms of your response. We are fully committed to working with you to advance that cause.
Yeah, so What did he do? Well, Tom Del Caro, who is a lawyer from California, former head of the GOP there for the state, said, listen, Trump has undertaken a massive, massive effort to stop the burning. By the way, Obama and Biden did nothing.
No. It's laughable because Trump's been president for 3 years, but this problem of forest management has been building for about 50 years and got especially worse in the last 20. And finally, within last year, remember, we had those really deadly fires out here. Finally, the California legislature woke up, doubled the amount of money they were going to spend on forest management. And the Trump administration is spending more than any in history. In fact, California has gone from a net donor of tax money to receiving money because the Trump administration has put so much money into this state.
And that's clearing the brush to stop the loss of life. None of which Biden mentions at all. It's just climate change somehow. Isn't it so weird that climate change only seems to affect states that don't clear their brush, like Oregon and California? It's really weird in Washington.
I've been thinking the same thing. If we're all experiencing climate change, then why are these wildfires not happening in the Southeast? Why are they not happening in the Northeast? Why are they not happening out in the Midwest? Why are they only happening in California, Oregon and Washington? Because you've got liberal environmental policies that are not being held responsible for the consequences of their actions. And Trump is absolutely right. Forest management, if you want to claim climate change has got something to do with it, fine, go ahead. But forest management is an immediate solution to this problem. It is costing lives. It is the destruction of property. It is costing tax dollars. And it's got to stop. And these environmental policies have got to be amended.
So, let's just make sure we hit all of this from the Wall Street Journal. He also blamed Trump for Hurricane Laura and Sally, the flooding on the coast, the windstorm in the Midwest, and the hot summer. This is all Trump's fault.
Sounds like he's fear-mongering.
But it's weird because Biden's been in office for, 47 years now?
Yeah.
Trump's been in office for, almost four? And that's really weird. But anyway, how that could be Trump's fault. But anyway, Wall Street Journal says, as scientist Roger Pilkey Jr. has noted, hurricanes hitting the U.S. have not increased in frequency or intensity since 1900.
Yeah.
Almost 120 years ago, even in Common Core math. And the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, there's some science right there, has said it is premature to conclude that human activities, particularly greenhouse gas emissions that cause global warming, have already had a detectable impact on Atlantic hurricane or global tropical cyclone activity. Finally, the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says it too lacks evidence to show that warming is making storms and flooding worse. So Biden's out there literally completely denying science.
Yeah, it's fear-mongering. I mean, that's exactly what it is. He sits here and claims that Donald Trump is trying to scare America into voting for him. What is Biden doing? He's fear-mongering. Once again, he's ringing up these completely unsubstantiated claims of climate change damage that are going on, and then using that to try to campaign against Trump, to try to make you think that the seas are going to rise, that the wildfires are going to sweep across the fruited plain and just burn us all alive.
Well,
I mean, that's exactly what Biden's doing.
California, you'll be fine, or Oregon or Washington. Listen to this actual line from this speech. The Wall Street Journal quotes, quote, the past 10 years were the hottest decade ever recorded. The Arctic is literally melting. Parts are actually on fire. He said that.
Parts of the Arctic are on fire?
That is not true.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, well, we haven't. He just made it up. It was on the teleprompter. He didn't know. What we're seeing in America, in our communities, is connected to that. With every bout with nature's fury caused by our own inaction on climate change, more Americans see and feel the devastation. Again, NOAA, the United States Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, all disagree with Biden. He's just making this up. But here's what ought to terrify everybody. You've seen the rolling blackouts in California. They're caused directly by this goal of getting rid, this carbon-free electricity by 2045 goal that they're trying to meet, because now they're using the solar and the wind, and that doesn't work when there's no wind and the sun is not out. So if the sun's not out strongly, the rolling blackouts start. Well, California's goal is by 2045. Biden's is more aggressive. It's by 2035 to have 100% clean energy economy. So these blackouts and the tweets from your mayor to shut your appliances off at 3 p.m., that's going to be national policy. This is the exact same policy they have in California that's causing this, that Biden's running on, but it's more aggressive in Biden's case. So, we can have burning fires and blackouts and can't use your appliances in the afternoon, or we can just not move to California and vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah, I'm for the latter.
It's just crazy. I can't believe this climate change myth still exists. It's okay. I mean, this was supposed. I've read all the articles, Lee. This was supposed to be. We were supposed to be cooked.
Oh yeah.
By 1989, remember?
Oh yeah.
1989, we were supposed to be done for. And we're just fine now. So they just keep, literally, and I went back, remember I went back to even the 70s where they were saying 10 years from now, 10 years from now, 10 years from now, 10 years from now. And every 10 years, they just keep saying 10 years from now, it just keeps going. It's been, you know, going on for almost 50 years, them saying 10 years from now, 12 years from now, and it never happens.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Isn't it amazing? There's not a single elected statewide official in California, not one. Yet somehow the forest fires are Trump's fault. It's unfreaking believable. Yeah, and the riots are Trump's fault too. 22 cities, y'all. 22 Democrat-led cities. He has called every single one of them and offered them the National Guard or federal officers or some combo of the above. Let me send them in. Nope, we don't want to. We like it when it burns. Okay. But it's always his fault. Even though they're in control. You know what's amazing to me? Do you realize 20 police chiefs have resigned now across the country, been pushed out? Do you know who still has a job? You don't know who this is? This is the amazing part. You know who still has a job? We just watched the Rochester police chief fired. He's black, by the way. You know who still has a job? Police chief of Minneapolis. And the mayor of Minneapolis. This is unbelievable. I mean, this thing, whole thing started with George Floyd. And the police chief of Minneapolis, I don't care what color he is, has yet to ever be asked even one time, hey, you know that neck hole thing we saw your officer there doing on that, that video? Yeah, that. Why was that part of your training manual? Why is there a slide out there now showing that you should do it to get control of people who are drug overdosing? Why'd you train your officers to do that? Why'd you use it over 200 times in 5 years? Sir, do you bear any responsibility whatsoever for any of this? Care to apologize? Explain yourself? I mean, y'all put it back on the books in 2012. No. It's only the police chiefs who oppose the rioters that have to go. That guy still has a job. I mean, I can't get over that. And yet we're told it's Trump's fault. How about we start with the guy running the police department where it happened and the mayor he answers to and the city council he answers to? No, they're Democrats. Oh, okay, cool. And you've got these people running around screaming and yelling, Trump, got to get rid of Trump. You got to say this will make this stop. How? These are Democrat-controlled places. Trump can't affect these places. It's crazy. I don't want to dive back into this because this is the most important thing today that people need to focus on. If you want to know what the left intends to do in this country, this is the Democrats' agenda. Disarm you, disarm police, coddle criminals. And all you need to look at is Senator Markey's legislation with Bernie Sanders. And the tweet he just put out. He's a Massachusetts Democrat senator. And he says, every police department in the country must be disarmed. He wants to ban tear gas, rubber bullets, plastic bullets, tasers, beanbag rounds, all of it. So it's an advantage rioters bill. Listen to his tweet. Portland police routinely attack peaceful protesters with brute force. We must disarm these officers and every other police department in America of weapons of war and enact a nationwide ban on tear gas, rubber and plastic bullets and beanbag rounds. Excuse me. Why? To make it easier to burn down the federal courthouse with people inside of it, sir? These are the people that the liberal mayor of Portland called out because they tried to quickcrete cement people into the building and then set it on fire. These are the people who drive nails through plywood and then hold it up against the door so that when people run out of the buildings in Portland, they set on fire, they'll impale themselves. And one federal officer did. And you want to disarm the police? This is left, folks. They want to take these decisions out of your hands. So this would be every police department in the USA. So this bill literally would disarm police. You know what this is meant to do? When you take away tear gas, rubber and plastic bullets, beanbag rounds, and tasers, guess what you have left to use for defense? Guns. And more people get shot, which is the goal. Because then you get more of what they really want, which is the rioting. And the rioters, it's advantage rioters. I mean, there's no way to stop them except with guns. Police are terrified to do that. They know they won't. They know they can't. Assuming they're not going to take the guns too, which they probably eventually will from the police. It's total advantage rioters. And the police do exactly what the left wants, which is stand by and let the rioters do whatever they please. This is the plan. If it were not the plan, the Democrat leadership would tell them to revoke the plan. Instead, it is co-sponsored by Bernie Sanders and Ed Markey. Folks, Bernie Sanders co-wrote the Biden-Sanders platform. It's right on Biden's website. You think the left isn't in favor of this? I mean, what's the difference? Defund the police? Disarm the police? Is there really a difference?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, here's another one of these. I just think it's fascinating. I keep meaning to try this and I forget. If you're feeling down, you might want to try smiling. I know it sounds like cheesy advice your mom would give you, but it really works. University of South Australia researchers found that by moving your facial muscles into a smile can actually make you view the world more positively. The reason for that is that when those muscles are, pushed into a smile, it stimulates the amygdala, the emotional center of the brain, which releases neurotransmitters to encourage an emotionally positive state. So in other words, your brain drugs you. Fine with me. It's all natural. For mental health, this has interesting implications. There was just another study on this. It also works to put a pencil or a pen, grip it between your teeth, because that moves those same muscles. So next time all the equipment crashes out, usually at the height of the show, when we have the most listeners, which is when it always goes out. I'm going to try it. I'm just going to sit here and grit my teeth on a pen and see if I can keep myself from losing it. We'll see how it goes. I'll do it live on the air. How about that? Next time the audio doesn't work or something goes wrong. All right. I want to jump back into this because I know I struck a chord with it earlier. I'm still getting texts about it 2 hours later. And that's this. What's going on here with Clemson? Here's what's got everybody so fired up. The Tigers, for Saturday night's season opener at Wake Forest, wore helmet decals that read, you could choose between love, that's fine, I don't mind that, equality, also fine, cool, it's the American way, Black Lives Matter, and put a stop to racism. This is exactly what the NFL did. You don't get any other choice. It's just the four. And so here's what I did. I asked folks, look, I know a lot of folks in this community know, you know, Dabo Swinney, and they could send him the segment that I did in the 6 o'clock hour. You could send him this one too, because I'm redoing it. And I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he knows what Black Lives Matter is founded upon and what it means. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Because look, if he's just taking in local media or even the most national media, you wouldn't know what you're supporting, the absolute horror that you're supporting. And look, I get it. Black Lives Matter. I mean, who's going to disagree with that? Of course, Black Lives Matter, the slogan. The problem is the group. And it is the group. It's a trademark group. When you put that on your side, the side of your helmet, you are supporting the very philosophy that killed over 100 million people in the last century, according to Harvard University. It's probably twice that. That's Marxism or communism, socialism, all those things that come from Marx, who, ironically, this is the crazy part, was a racist, did not believe in equality of the races. Wrap your head around that one. Yet it is the foundational philosophy of Black Lives Matter. That is not a conspiracy theory. That's not a rumor. So I'm going to play this, and I'm going to ask you, if you want to get the podcast, somebody knows Coach Swinney, just please send it to him. Please. I just want him to know what he's supporting. I want him to grasp the full horror of it. What is most remarkable to me is that when, in 2015, a professor who was interviewing Patrice Cullors, one of the two co-founders of Black Lives Matter, when he asked her, what is the ideology Black Lives Matter is founded upon? She did not mention race. Odd. But she didn't. Here's the question. And I'm asking you all, send this to Coach Swinney. I know some of you have his, I know there's plenty of you have his email out there. You can get in touch with him. This will get back to him. I know it. I just want him to know what he's supporting and the kind of example he's setting. Here's the professor.
Concerned that there's a lack of perhaps ideological direction in Black Lives Matter that would allow it to fizzle out, and as he said, in comparison to Occupy Wall Street. How do you respond to that particular critique? Again, a loving critique from an elder of the struggle.
And here is co-founder of Black Lives Matter, Patrice Cullors, describing what Black Lives Matter's philosophy is, her philosophy is, and the other co-founder's philosophy is. It is?
We actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists. We are super versed on sort of ideological theories.
Okay. The 100 million people murdered for that philosophy in the last century, and the offspring they would have had are not here to stand up to the Clemson football team and explain to them the full horror of what they are supporting. So I feel like I got to step into the breach and just let the coach know. Look, and he'll, this will get back to him. It will. There are people send this to him. He'll get it. Happens all the time. We get back to the governor and a lot of other people too. A ton of people listen to this station. So I just wanted to let the coach know. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt here. He is by all accounts, a good man, a religious man, and definitely a person who over the years has taken a lot of interest, not just in the development of the football skills of his team, but also in their personal development as men. He talks about it all the time. And so the coach should know that part of the Black Lives Matter philosophy is the elimination of the nuclear family and the removal of men from the family structure. Just so you know what you're supporting. Marxism has also been incredibly hostile to organized religion. It is always violently extinguished in Marxist regimes. This is what you are supporting. You cannot just say, oh, well, you know, we all agree Black Lives Matter. No, it's group. And that's what you're supporting here. And Coach Swinney justifies it by saying this. This is in the Greenville News today, so it might be true. Listen, I support my guys, Swinney said Saturday night in a teleconference. Not everybody is going to think the same, and that is never going to be the case. But these young men that have been challenged, but these are young people that have been challenged with a lot of things. They are developing young people. Yes, Coach, that is exactly why you need to understand what you are promoting here, the absolute full bloody horror of it. If you wanted a modern example, you look at China. Let's just go a couple weeks ago. I mean, the satellite photos came out of the Buddhists and the Uyghurs being loaded into the cattle cars. That's communism. It's Marxism. What you're supporting, what's on the side of the helmet. You can't get around that. You can't just equivocate it. Well, you know, some believe, some don't. No. That's not how that works. And if that's not clear enough for you, Coach, let me try this. Princeton University just did an analysis of all the Black Lives Matter protests. 2,200 of them were peaceful, and that's great. The problem is the other 570. They were violent riots, according to Princeton. Not me, Princeton. 570 violent riots in 220 locations. Not cool, Coach. Cannot equivocate about that. Not cool. Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not steal. That's what those riots do. They steal, they loot, they burn. It's really, really clear. But in case you want to hear from a black police chief about what Black Lives Matter means and what its philosophy has caused, here's Detroit Police Chief on Martha McCallum on Black Lives Matter and why he won't resign, why he condemns their message, and they should leave instead of him.
It's deeper than that. If you talk against this group, you must go. That's their attitude. I've taken a firm stand here in Detroit. I've been supported by Detroiters. Let me just say, Detroiters want them gone. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not leaving. They have to leave. And I've said it publicly, both locally and nationally. And I'm going to hold my ground because our men and women who serve deserve much better than this. And I got to say, Martha, if I can, please. I just want to pray for those two officers out, the Los Angeles County Sheriffs. I spent 28 years of my career in the LAPD. And so it's despicable. I'm angry about it. A coward who's part of this whole agenda. That's what's going on today. We need to call it what it is.
Yeah. It's part of this whole agenda. He was talking about Black Lives Matter in that clip. That's what you're supporting. I just want the coach to understand that. This will get back to him. I know it will. If he's fine with that, then he's fine with that. But if he has any kind of shred of shame, self-reflection, you're the leader here. They're the leader. Texter writes, hashtag cancel Clemson. I gotta text me your responses here. I'm going to read them in the next segment. I want to know what you think about this. The text line is 71307. All right, a lot of people reacting on the text line. I've challenged Coach Sweeney to take a listen, and I've put it in the segment. So y'all send him a segment to show. It's easy to get. You can just text podcast to 71307. You get this hour. Send it to him. I know folks out there know him. He'll get it. He'll hear about this. They always do. Just listen to the segment. We can disagree on police, racial stripe, all that. That's fine. That, you know, right versus left. But we can't disagree on Marxism. This is a Marxist group. Its founders are clear on that. Clear, crystal clear, like a bell. That's not an accusation or a slur or a conspiracy theory. I just played the audio. Clear as a bell. We're a Marxist group. That's what we do, Marxism. We're trained Marxists. Can't get any clearer than that. And when you put Black Lives Matter on a decal on the side of that helmet, that's what you're supporting, 100 million dead in the last century. Just last month, Uyghurs and Buddhists being loaded into cattle cars. Their wives undergoing forcible abortions to control the populations. Which is supporting? It's communism. It's the same thing. There's no difference. It has nothing to do with race, and it has nothing to do with the police. In fact, one of the best things, Coach, you could do for your players is to educate them on how Black Lives Matter is founded in Marxism, how its key philosophy is Marxism, what Marxism is, and the devastation it has caused upon the world in the last century. And the best thing you could do is sit him down with Karl Marx and read what a racist Karl Marx was. He did not believe in equality of the races. So, I mean, if that's what you're supporting with that decal on your helmet, you need to think long and hard about it. You really do. Texter writes, we the people in upstate South Carolina need to be leaders too and let Clemson know Black Lives Matter is the wrong group to support. Dabo needs to start his own foundation separate from BLM that will truly benefit Black lives and every life. Nothing wrong with that. It's a great idea. Texter writes, I used to be a Clemson fan until a few minutes ago. Carolina, here I come. Another texter writes, I've been a sports fan and Clemson supporter all my life. Not anymore. Sports have been banned in my house. My family will spend more quality time doing other things besides watching sports. If these kids and punks think the struggle is real, tell them to pick up a shovel and get a real job. Another texter writes, Dabo better. Oh, understand. You feed the BLM monster now. Sooner or later, it will come for him. Another texter writes, Tara, this is societal in regards to kneeling and hating and any and all authority. It's being taught at all levels of education. Plus, there is no conservative outlets. I think the text trails off after that. Yeah, I want to separate kneeling from this, too. I'm not even talking about kneeling. I'm talking about that sticker for BLM. That I'm specifically focusing on that. I don't want to muddy this question. Texter writes, as a Gamecock fan, I'm glad the coach hasn't made any statements in support of BLM, but if he does or they come out with BLM stickers, I'm done with them too, so says Brandon. Now the texter writes, Clemson's lost another fan, been a fan since the 70s. Was there, other teams have put the BLM stickers on their helmets, or is there any other teams talking about doing so? Actually, you know what? I don't know that, Keith. Let me look that up.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.